Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. I'm Anita Marks, and we've got a very special guest joining us. I'm really excited because I'm excited for you finally back in action. Chris Canty joining us on the show, and got your first taste of action last week against the Washington Redskins. How does it feel?
It feels really good. It's been a long road to get back to getting healthy and being able to contribute to our football team. So just to be out there last Sunday with the guys and be flying around out there and then to get a big division win for us, our first of the season, was really exciting.
Now, 25 snaps, 4 tackles last week, again, against the Washington Redskins. How did it feel kind of getting the cobwebs off?
I'm a little rusty.
Grade your performance.
I'm a little rusty. I'm going to give my performance a B minus.
Okay. Just because that's not
It's not bad. It's not great. It's kind of middle of the road. I set high standards for myself, and my teammates expect a lot out of me. So it was good to get back in the swing of things. Now I can look to build upon it.
Your teammates and your coaches, interesting. A few weeks ago, Perry Fuel, I was talking to him, and he said, listen, this defense is good, but you have no idea how great this defense can be once we get Chris back.
Wow.
Yeah, just to let you know what your defensive
coordinator is. That's high praise. That means a lot. I appreciate that. You know, obviously, when we've got all the bullets in the gun, it just makes for something that's really special for our defense. When we get all those guys out there working together, using their unique talents, contributing to our defense and to our football team, it becomes something really special.
Now, how has the knee responded? Because, you know, obviously, folks tuning in, if you're not aware, Chris Canty's been dealing with a knee issue, had surgery or whatnot. How did it respond, and how does it feel this week?
It responded well to game action, you know, taking the pounding and being out there running around at 25 pace. I was itching to get some more in there in the fourth quarter, but the coaches were pretty strict about the pitch count idea. So, but it's felt great. It's felt great this week in practice, and so I'm looking to increase my role this week coming up.
Again, we welcome our callers to call into the show. 201-939-4513 is the phone number, 201-939-4513. We have Chris Canty for about 15 minutes. This is your opportunity to call in and talk about a great matchup coming up against the Dallas Cowboys. Before we do move forward, though, I do want to talk about the Redskins. Pretty interesting. Your defense came out in the second half, and whatever adjustments you made were able, really able to stop the rush with Alfred Morris and kind of change the game immensely. Talk about what happened at the half. And your matchup against the Redskins?
Well, during the half, the coaches were emphasizing, you know, let's kind of limit what they're doing with the run game. Let's allow 2 yards less each down. So instead of it being first and six, let's make it, second and six, let's make it second and eight. Instead of third and four, let's make it third and six. Put them in some long down and distances. Make them have to rely more on throwing the football. Make RG3 make some tough decisions from the pocket. And I think that's what we focused on. They were still able to have some success, more than we would have liked in the second half, but we were able to bend but not break and ultimately make enough plays to be successful in the end of the game.
Now, you bring up RG3. A few of your teammates post-game were complimenting him. Justin Tuck, OC. OC even said he was the best quarterback you guys have faced all year. Your thoughts on RG3. How impressive was he to you?
I tell you what, Anita. RG3, you know, he's fast on tape, but he's even faster in person. I mean, I liken him to a young Michael Vick, just some of the things that Michael Vick was able to do in Atlanta, just with his ability to scramble around and create. But RG3 is also, you know, almost a more accomplished passer earlier in his career than Michael Vick was, which is scary to think about. So, I mean, this is a young man that can do it all. He's only going to get better in this league. So he's going to be a difficult matchup for us for years to come.
And the fact that he plays for the Washington Redskins, NFC East opponent.
Exactly.
This is a guy that you guys are going to get to know him really well.
Yes, we get to see him up close and personal twice a year. So we'll have our work cut out for us.
As I said, your defensive coordinator, Perry Fuel, very complimentary about getting you back. What do you do for the defensive line in regard to stopping the rush as well as your stopping the pass as well, now that you're back in action with that defensive line?
Well,
what do you bring to the table?
I think one of the biggest assets that I bring to our defense is size. I'm a big guy, just, you know, in stature. Offenses have to account for me. You know, usually have to use two guys to block me. And so, with that being said, that frees up some of the other guys along the line, JPP, Tuck, you know, Linville, OC. So those guys can get into the mix and make some plays, get some one-on-one situations where I'm taking up two blocks. So I think that's probably one of the biggest things that I bring to our both our run defense and our pass defense.
Now, in your absence, Marcus Kuhn and Linvald Joseph had to really step up in a big way. Your thoughts on how they've performed while you were not on the defensive line?
Well, both of them played really, really well. And I would say for Linville, this being in his third year, he's really starting to take that next step. You know, they say defensive lineman, the light doesn't really come on until the third year. And I think that he's had some valuable game experience earlier on in his career, and now he's starting to take his game to the next level and become really one of the premier defensive tackles in the National Football League. As far as Marcus Kuhn is concerned, he's a young rookie, but he's had an opportunity to play a lot early as well. And so you can see with each game, he's increasingly getting better. He's recognizing blocking schemes faster, and he's able to be more effective in both the run and the pass game. So I would just look for him to continue to improve.
Chris, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Again, we're going to open up our phone lines, 201-939-4513. We'll take your calls, and we'll dive into the Dallas matchup when we come back.
My love for the game is just a deep passion of football that I have. Been playing this game for so long now, you know, just putting my heart into it and bringing all the passion into it is what I try to do.
Hi. Do you like fun?
How about friends?
Okay. What do you think about paying for things?
Oh, you don't like that.
So you're a free man.
Well, if you have the internet and a desire to reign supreme over all living creatures, then I've got a little ding-dong for your Liberty Bell. It's called NFL.com Fantasy Football. And it's about as hard as lacing up a loafer.
Go to NFL.com/fantasy to sign up now.
It's serious fun.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
The philanthropic funding that they give us helps a lot with different resources we have, like our Child Life program and the ice cream social that our patients were invited to. So just very important, essential things that they help us with.
Here we go.
I was in a real tight spot, and when it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
Do you want sprinkles on yours?
If our finances are hurting, they help out. If we need counseling, they're there in an instant, and it's a really good organization.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
For me, being a leader is all about being a servant, being willing to sacrifice for your teammates, taking away the ego, forgetting about the name on the back of your jersey and focusing on the logo on the side of the helmet, that NY. That's really what leadership is about.
Welcome back. It's Lilius Live, fueled by Hess. Anita Marks here with Chris Canty and you. This is your opportunity to call into the show and talk to Chris about the Dallas Cowboy matchup. 201-939-4513 is the number. We have a very special guest joining us. Chris, your father is joining us. Joe Canty, welcome to the show. I've got your son on the hot seat. Is there a question you want to ask him today, Joe?
I sure do. Chris, how are you?
I'm good, Pops. How are you?
Good. Chris, given how the Giants' defense has been a little lackadaisical against the run this year, and the Cowboys have Felix Jones and DeMarco Murray, are you guys prepared this week to handle the run this week?
Well, we're definitely prepared to handle the run, and obviously we didn't have our best showing last week when we allowed the Redskins to rush for over 200 yards. But that being said, we've gotten some things cleaned up this week in practice. I think guys understand their responsibilities and roles on how we're going to have to attack this Cowboys rush offense. And we'll be ready to go on Sunday.
Good. Now, I understand that the Dallas Cowboys have lost Sean Lee for the season, whom I think is a middle linebacker on defense. Do you think the Giants' offense will take full advantage of him being out of the lineup this week?
Well, whether he's in the lineup or not, and I believe he's going to be put on injured reserve here shortly, I think that our offense is going to rush the ball. I mean, obviously, we want to start by being able to be a balanced offense, being able to run the ball, take pressure off of our passing game, off of our quarterback, and really establish the tempo of the game, establish our physical presence in the game. So that's something that we definitely want to start with. That's New York Giants football.
Joe, I appreciate you calling to the show. Actually, you know, I could have taken the day off. I mean, you're doing such a great job. We would have flown you into New York. You could have hosted the show with your son yourself.
Well, fantastic. Go Big Blue.
All right, you got it.
All right, Pop.
Joe Canty again joining us, Chris Canty's father, and he's a really big part of your foundation. You want to share with us what that's about?
Well, my foundation works to help with the enhancement of the development of youth in the tri-state area. We're constantly doing things in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. So to find out more information about the Chris Canty Foundation and how you can volunteer or get involved, visit www.chriscantyfoundation.org. We've got a lot of cool ways for people to participate and get involved in their community. So pay attention to that.
Yeah, and I want an invite to your next golf tournament, by the way.
Absolutely. We'll invite you this spring.
Your father sure does know a lot about the Dallas Cowboys and that matchup. How excited are you? I know you're excited to play them. Come on.
It is. It's really exciting for me to have the opportunity to go and play against a lot of the guys who I was able to start my pro career with. You know, DeMarcus Ware, Jay Ratliff, Jason Hatcher, Marcus Spears. All of those guys are still there, and you know, we kind of grew up together, so they're like my brothers in a sense. And you know, anytime you can go out in the backyard and beat your brothers in something, you want to take advantage of and take the opportunity to do it. So that's kind of how I look at playing the Dallas Cowboys every year.
Let's continue to take our calls. 201-939-4513. We have Kyle calling in from Virginia. Kyle, you're on with Chris Canty.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for taking my call, Anita. Chris, it's a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Diehard Giants fan, born and raised in New York. I want to tell you that you couldn't look any better in Giants blue. I love having you on the team, and ever since you left the Cowboys, it's been wonderful having you. So thank you from a fan's perspective on that. And my question for you, sir, is because you're obviously one of the leaders on the defense, and two tackles a critical part of the of Big Blue and how we operate. What's your relationship like with like Marvin Austin and Marcus Kuhn, the young guys? I mean, do you take on a mentor type role? Like, do you sit down with them and study film together, or do you kind of just like let them watch you do work and they learn from that? Like, what's your relationship like with them?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I mean, obviously, you want to be able to sit down and work with them and watch film together and just talk about the things that they're doing on tape when we're going through practice film. But also, when you have the opportunity to set an example for them, you try to do that. And it's not just myself, but it's all the guys in the room. It's Tuck, it's OC, it's Rocky, it's Limble, it's all of those guys just kind of trying to teach the rookies the ropes on how we do things, how best to use your talents in our defensive scheme and contribute to our football team and help us win. So I think those guys are starting to understand where they fit so far as their role on our defensive line and in our defense, and they're only going to continue to improve. These guys are extremely talented young men, and so we're just excited to have them as a part of this football team.
Let's continue with the calls. We have Asher calling in from New Jersey. Asher, welcome to
Big Blue Hits. How you guys doing?
Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. Good to have you back on the field.
Thanks a lot. Feels good.
I just had a question. I was wondering on the mentality in the locker room of the defense. It seems like the pass rush is waking up. Our secondary play is up there. It's getting a little bit better from week one, and especially a little bit better from week two. My other request is I need somebody to put a fire under D.B. Brown. See, I'm losing a lot of money. You got to take one to the house for me, baby. You're going to get the pick. I need one to go to the house. I'm losing the bet.
Well, I tell you what, we want Stevie to get one of those and take it to the house as well. I mean, he's made a lot of big plays for our defense, and, you know, we're excited. He's been a great addition to our football team, and he's been an awesome playmaker when he's been in there filling in for Kenny Phillips. So we're excited to have him as a part of our team. We hope that he continues to make those big plays because, you know, our defense is only going to get better if he continues to improve as a player.
Before we let you go, I want to get your thoughts on Tony Romo. Week one, his performance was outstanding against the Giants. Mm-hmm. Talk about what you need to do to kind of rattle his cage, get him out of his element this coming week.
Well, the biggest thing we need to do is stop the run. You know, we can't fight the war on two fronts. You know, we've got to make sure that we make this football team one-dimensional. Once we have an opportunity to do that, we've got to make sure that we keep Tony Romo contained in the pocket. He's one of those guys. He's not the most fleet of foot, but he's elusive enough to be able to buy time and escape out of the pocket and allow his receivers to uncover downfield. So we have to make sure that we keep him in the pocket and then allow our pass rush to break down the pocket and attack the quarterback. So we've got to make sure that we stop the run first and foremost, and then we've got to make sure that we keep Romo in the pocket so we can rush the pass.
And their offense dealing with some health issues. Mm-hmm. Phil Costa and Ryan Cook both dealing with some ailments. Mm-hmm. You've got to be licking your chops right now.
Well, you know what? You know, the offensive line is struggling right now with some injuries, so We understand that as a defensive line, we try to make sure that we take advantage of the matchups if where they're possible, and we try to do our best to take advantage of the opportunities that we have.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks,
it's been a pleasure having you in studio. We're going to make the switch. John Schmelk joins me in studio. We say goodbye to Chris Canty. We're going to continue talking about the Giants-Cowboys matchup. But in the meantime, let's take a look. Pretty interesting. Zach DiAssi, Steve Weatherford, and Lawrence Tynes went shopping for Halloween costumes for the rookies. Pay attention, because there's a poll on Facebook. When we come back, we're going to ask you to vote. So let's watch.
Where do you think Mr. Zach and Mr. Lawrence are at? I bet you they're in the back. Let's go this way.
Here we go.
All right, here we are. Second year, rookie costumes, Halloween 2012. We got Posley, Wilson, Coon, Randall, and Robinson.
Good stuff.
I know exactly what I'm getting for Randall. Sorry, Ruth.
You look like a bull. Hey. We are Party City. Yeah.
Woo.
Hey. Hey.
We need Wilson, Robinson, Coon. This is going to be hard. Who do you think would wear that? You know what? We'll get that for David Wilson, because he's as fast as an ostrich. Hosley. I got exactly what Hosley is. Oh, look at the onesie. I'll wear it. Yeah.
Can we get that one too, Don?
807.
Yep, 907. And
he was born in Scotland.
Okay. So we at least got to get that.
Put that on there.
And then we need the dress to accompany it.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, we're going to put these on and model them so people can make a choice of which one they should wear.
Okay.
Try some costumes on.
Yeah!
Yeah!
All righty! What a brilliant team!
Whoa!
What do you think? Not me.
That's
all right.
Up here, the 9-12, please.
Okay.
You don't mind? Well, this is for 8 to 10-year-olds. It probably won't fit Marcus Coon.
No.
Maybe when he was born.
Well, the thing is with Coon, you got to get like a quadruple
Robinson.
X. Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
I definitely want to try that on.
That's 4 right there.
Okay, we need to get one for Robinson.
God bless you, people.
Maybe Hosley.
Yes.
Does anybody know what a pirate's favorite letter is? Zach?
No, I don't. What is it?
It's not an R. It's a C.
Wilson, all right, Randall.
Something that would make him feel terribly uncomfortable.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Hunga.
The canes work well.
Pillsbury Doughboy?
Yeah. Go ahead, poke me. Let's go see what the customers think. Can I help you guys find anything?
Finding everything?
So who should wear this one? This is a must wear.
Yeah, that's it.
Charles Way?
Go to Giants Facebook homepage to vote for your favorite rookie's costume starting October 22nd.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, and we have made the switch. John Schmelk joins me in studio. And again, just want to remind folks, they can go to facebook.com/New York Giants, and what you vote for, which outfit, which Halloween costume you want which rookie to wear.
That's right.
Is that how it works?
There are some entertaining choices. Last year, Prince Amukamara was
the guy from Toy Story. So there's a lot of funny stuff up there. And, you know, the guys end up all going to a children's hospital. They interact with the kids. It's great stuff. So
that's good.
Go to Facebook.com/New York Giants. You can vote on your costumes.
All right, well, let's talk about practice today. Great news. I mean, it just seems like Hakeem Nicks, wide receiver Hakeem Nicks, has been walking around the facility, a little pep in his step, big smile. He feels good, was able to practice yet again today. 2 days in a row.
Yeah, that's the thing, Anita. He said in the past, I feel good, I'll play, I'm healthy. But for the first time really all year, you got the sense from him when he said it that he was actually telling the truth. He seemed very excited.
Right.
And he said, I feel better than I have really since week one. So I think the Cowboys might see a little bit of a different and more explosive Hakeem Nicks this week.
Center David Boss was able to practice today, did not practice yesterday. He's dealing somewhat of an ankle, was wrapped at least 100 times. But nonetheless, he was back at practice and expected to play on Sunday.
I would not worry about David Boss. The Giants need him. They want to reestablish the running game after struggling last week. David Boss will be on the field.
And unfortunately, no Ahmad Bradshaw. But post-game, I guess he spoke to the media, said it was his decision not to practice today, but he does anticipate to practice Friday, tomorrow.
Yeah, look, the team just being very cautious of them. You know about his feet issues. You want to make sure he's 100% on game day. They have Andre Brown back to take some of the heat off of him. You have David Wilson waiting in the wing. So you know what Ahmad Bradshaw can do. You know he knows the game plan. He knows the offense. Rest him in practice. Make sure he's ready on game day. He'll play against Dallas.
No Kenny Phillips, no Rocky Bernard, although individual but not practicing, and no Jaquan Williams.
Yeah, those three probably not going to go on Sunday. We'll see if they practice tomorrow. Coach seemed to indicate Kenny Phillips had an outside shot, but if they don't go tomorrow, don't expect them to play.
Well, let's take a look at the Dallas Cowboys. We talked about Tony Romo extensively with Chris Canty, but what about his weapons? Jason Witten seems healthy, and he's definitely a threat offensively.
Yeah, Witten and Austin both look good, but I want to focus on Dez Bryant here because he's the best athlete on the team in terms of the Cowboys' offense. He might be one of the better athletes in the entire NFL, but he's had a lot of problems this year. For all the big plays he's made, he's had that many bad plays, whether it's running the wrong route, which turned into an interception for a touchdown against Chicago. He had a drop touchdown last week against Carolina. He had the drop two-point conversion that could have sent the game into overtime against Baltimore. He hurts the team as much as he helps them a lot of the time.
All right, again, we're going to continue to take your calls throughout the rest of the show. 201-939-4513. We're going to Don calling in from Yonkers. Don, welcome.
What's up, Don?
You guys made a mistake. This is Kaiser.
I thought that sounded like Kaiser. Somebody told us in his ear it was Don. I don't know. What's going on, Kaiser?
Well, anyway, here's my question. Usually the Giants go into these games a little shorthanded with a lot of injuries. It seems like Dallas, things have switched. Dallas has Sean Lee out. You know, they may have DeMarco Murray. Felix Jones is hurting. Tell me how the Giants should take advantage of these injuries, especially Sean Lee, and how they should capitalize on that.
Yeah, I'm not sure they can really take advantage of the running back injuries because the Cowboys are still going to run the ball. The Giants still have to stop it. But, Kazi, you're right. On defense, the Giants can take advantage of Sean Lee. Look for Martellus Bennett to have a big day going against Dan Connor and Bruce Carter. And Victor Cruz in the middle of the field as well. Without Sean Lee roaming that area, the Giants should have some opportunities in the middle of the field in that intermediate range.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I do want to talk a little bit more about the offense, specifically the backfield. Doesn't look like they're going to get DeMarco Murray back for this game. Felix Jones is still a little beat up. So curious to get your thoughts how you think they're going to split that backfield. So more to come, and we'll continue with your calls. 201-939-4513.
When it comes to leadership, I think it's something that has to come naturally. And, you know, you just have to come across with the right message. But at the same time, you can't only talk it, you have to walk it.
Hi. Do you like fun?
How about friends?
Okay. What do you think about paying for things?
Oh, you don't like that.
So you're a free man.
Well, if you have the internet and a desire to reign supreme over all living creatures, then I've got a little ding-dong for your Liberty Bell. It's called NFL.com Fantasy Football. And it's about as hard as lacing up a loafer.
Go to NFL.com/fantasy to sign up now.
It's serious fun.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
through the philanthropic funding that they give us helps a lot with different resources we have, like our Child Life program and the ice cream social that our patients were invited to. So just very important, essential things that they help us with.
Here we go.
I was in a real tight spot, and when it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
Do you want sprinkles on yours?
If our finances are hurting, they help out. If we need counseling, they're there in an instant, and it's a really good organization.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
To me, leadership isn't about what you say. It's not necessarily about what you do either. It's about how you do it. A lot of young guys watching me in every move that I make, and you know, you just got to go out there and do your job. That's what I feel as though leadership is about.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, and John Schmelk. And you will continue to take your calls, 201-939-4513. And as we went to a break, curious to get your thoughts on that backfield. As we heard from Chris Canty, really pretty much the entire show, it starts with stopping the rushing attack. So how are the Dallas Cowboys going to rush?
Well, I'll tell you what, the Giants haven't stopped the run, and that's why I'm sure Chris Canty said it, because the coaching staff, I'm sure, has been pounding away on that defensive line to stop the run first. Alfred Morris killed him last week. Trent Richardson had his way. LeSean McCoy had his way. DeMarco Murray had his way. So I don't care who the back is, you got to stop the run. And who is going to be the back for the Cowboys? DeMarco Murray, you know, unless a miracle happens, he's not going to play.
Right.
I guess Field Jones will go with that bruised knee, but we'll see. If not, you have Lance Dunbar, Philip Tanner, two guys without big names, smaller guys, quick, don't have a lot of power, but they will run hard. Giants still have to stop the run.
What has been the issue with the Dallas Cowboys? It seems like, you know, they're all great fantasy football players because they put up big numbers for you, but at the same time, they're not winning the big games.
Yeah, they rack up the yards. They're 10th in the right. league in terms of yards, but they're in the bottom third in points. They're only averaging just under 19 points a game, which is in the bottom third of the league. And it's always something, whether it's a Tony Romo interception, he is 9. Another turnover, they're minus 7 this year. Then you have the penalties. They have the most penalties of any offense in the league with 34. Their two offensive tackles have 9 and 8 penalties. They always make the wrong play at the wrong time. So even if they put up good numbers, they do just enough to lose.
What about the Dallas Cowboys defense, specifically their secondary? Quarterbacks, they spent a lot of money to bring in some good corners. Their safety's not so great. How do you see this matchup with Eli Manning and their secondary this year?
Yeah, the Giants have a better idea of how the Cowboys play in the secondary since they have him on tape now for 5-6 games. Week one was kind of, who knows, all new personnel. I don't know how they're going to use him. So now they'll have a better idea. Kevin Gilbry spoke to the media today, said they've switched a lot around. Sometimes they're two safeties deep. Sometimes they're one safety deep. You're not really sure what coverage they're going to play down and down out. That is one of Rob Ryan's staples. That's what he likes to do. But their corners have played well. Brandon Carr is good. Morris Claiborne's playing pretty well. They'll use Mike Jenkins at corner as a deep safety in nickel and dime packages. But really where I think the difference might be in this game, Anita, is in their pass rush. They had a lot of injuries that first week. Jay Ratliff wasn't there. This will only be the second game this year. DeMarcus Ware, Anthony Spencer, and Jay Ratliff will all be on the field at the same time. They put a lot of pressure on Cam Newton last week with just 4 men rushing the passer. The Giants will have to protect Eli Manning because those Cowboys players will be coming.
Sean Lee, though, a huge loss placed on IR.
Yeah, Kaiser mentioned it. Sean Lee, some people will argue, as good as DeMarcus Ware is, and nobody doubts that, he might be the best player on the Cowboys' defense. He's their leader, calls out all the plays, makes the adjustments, good in coverage, sheds blocks better than anybody, good against the run. He's a huge loss. Dan Connors are a veteran, but not as good of an athlete. He will be good against the run.
So do you anticipate possibly the Giants utilizing Martellus Bennett? You know that he's excited for this game, going back to play his old team, but no Sean Lee. Linebackers, you know that matchup with the tight ends when they go out for passing plays.
Now, Bruce Carter is a pretty good athlete. He was their second-round pick last year, missed a year with an injury. But he is fast. He'll probably be the guy that finds Bennett and some safeties as well. Cowboys used Mike Jenkins on Greg Olsen last week, too, so you might see Jenkins on Martellus Bennett a bit as well.
All right. As always, we like to get your three keys to the game before we sign off. So what are they? Team up for us.
Very simple. One, win the turnover battle. And you can say that every week, I get it, but it's a little different this week. The Cowboys are minus 7, third worst in the league. Giants are plus 9, third best. Let's keep that going if you're Big Blue. Number two, prevent the big play. The Cowboys have been a dink-and-dunk offense for the most part this year, just 17 passes of 20-plus yards. Don't let those big receivers make big plays down the field. And number three, pressure Tony Romo. Get him out of rhythm early. He's a streaky quarterback. You can make him throw some bad passes, make him force it down the field, start fast, take a lead. That's when the Cowboys make their biggest mistakes.
Ogletree was really big against the Giants their first
and
time.
And he has not played well recently. They're actually thinking about moving him out of that third wide receiver spot.
Thank you so much for John Schmelk, Anita Marks, Chris Canty. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to remind you the show airs a little bit later on Verizon Fios One. You can see it there as well. Have a great week, everybody, and enjoy Sunday's game.